from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, game players, role players, roles, like role bakers, bakers of roles, rollers of roles, padders of roles. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. Whether you're a role player, a role maker, a role preparer, a role roller, role needer, or in need of role, if you're in need of roles, roles where we're going, we don't need any roles, because the, somebody put that on the potluck that they were bringing roles. What did Doc Brown say to Marty when they were going to a potluck dinner? Maybe like in some sort of seasonal time when there may be roles. He said, roles? Where we're going, we don't need any roles because they'll be already provided. Or maybe they were going to the role, like a roll your own. Well, that would be roll your own roles would be. Maybe they're going to like some sort of roll tasting because we're going to a roll tasting, Marty. I bought us two surprises. I know you're a fan of rolls. Bought us two tickets. Also, most of you have no idea what I'm talking about. That's because you're in the right place. It's Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep. I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a bedtime that doesn't feel lonely. Even if you're there with somebody, even if you're in a house full of people, for a lot of us, that's why I make the show. To take your mind off of that. It might not be loneliness. It could be something else. But I'm here to be your friend rambling on because you deserve some friendship in the deep dark night. You deserve a little bit of distraction and soothing so you could fall asleep. And that's what I hope this show provides. It does take some getting used to. Most regular listeners say, hey, it took two or three tries to get used to the show. If you already know you don't like the show, we have a website set up, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou, with other sleep podcasts on there. So you don't even have to send me a note. Just check that website out, and hopefully you do find something that, kind of like I said, it helps you fall asleep, keeps you company, whatever you're looking for. What we got coming up here is support for the ad-free, ad-supported show, then a long, meandering intro. Don't miss out on the intro. It's meant to ease you into bedtime. And then we'll be talking about there'll be a bedtime story, our episodically modular series, Journey into the World of Friends. So I'm glad you're here. Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it. I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, and I'm looking for people to thank in the Sleepy Supporter Zone. You know those listeners you're taking action, you get up, you check out the sponsors, you see Sleep With Me as like a service. You know who you are. You're the listeners who are listening right now. You say, oh, wait, I'm curious about that sponsor. I'm going to take that test. I'm going to download that app. I'm going to try them out. Well, when you do, let me know about it and let the sponsor know about it so I can thank you right here in the Sleepy Supporter Zone, because it means a lot to me. It means a lot to a whole bunch of other listeners. So not only do you get thank you on my behalf, I get to thank you on thousands of listeners' behalfs. And you probably hear your name on the show. And I make a podcast. I still love getting a shout out on the shows I support or I take action for. So trust me, you might giggle when you hear it. So if you do that, just fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors so I can try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporters Zone. I'd love to. So I can borrow the Sleepy Supporter Zone as you get the support you need right now. There's links to resources you could connect with, including international resources. It's about being a part of positive change and not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, but taking action, learning more. There's links where you could do that in the show notes. And some of the communities we're a part of, you'll see in the show notes if you want to show your solidarity with the striking actors and writers. There's links you could take action. If you want to support the Midnight Mission and support people experiencing homelessness in Los Angeles, there'll be links you could use. And if you want to support the Trevor Project, either monthly or annually, you could use the link we used for the Orlando Park Stop fundraiser. Still good to support the Trevor Project annually. It still works to support. So use one of those links and be a part of. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the Mystery Bard. Could you help me out here?
Posty poster song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like Banana.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you find me. Now it's time to slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night? Tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep? Trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind, thoughts about the past, the present, the future. Thoughts of wondering what I'm talking about, or if you're like me, you have thoughts, like I do have thoughts on top of thoughts on top of thoughts. Sometimes that's a good thing. Maybe I'll come back to that. And I'm just here to kind of be something you could kind of look over at and say, well, got all these thoughts over there. There's also this person rambling on and on and on. And so I think I'll check that out for a little while. He's going to talk about role-playing, I think, or friends playing a role-playing game. Or friends making a role-playing game and playing it at the same time. But, you know, that he's not sure. So it could be thoughts. It could be feelings. It could be emotions related to those thoughts or that are coming up for you or that are left over or that are anticipating something or that are just there And the same goes for physical sensations. It could be physical sensations. It could be changes in time, temperature, routine. You could be going through something. You could have something coming up. You could be getting over something. It could be changes in work schedule, or maybe just work. Maybe you're like a lot of us. You see, it's kind of a little bit of all that stuff, and I've just never worked for me in the past. I guess sleep, and the largest portion of sleep with me listeners, there's sleep with me listeners that are going through something temporary, and then there's people that are like, yeah, it's kind of sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that. So the only reason I go through all that, and I kind of pointed it out at the beginning, and I know pointing it out is never like the best thing, but it's important for me to let you know you're not alone. And sleep with me is kind of based in this idea I've been talking about a little bit on and off of together alone or alone together. And I know this is a pseudo whatever, but it's not like, you know, how is that different than being in a house full of people that are sound asleep and you can't sleep? And you say, what the heck? I know I'm not alone, but I feel lonely. And this podcast is here to kind of counteract that. And the truth is that there's other people listening right now. And there's other people listening right now who understand or can relate to how you feel, and that have maybe gone through something similar, even if they haven't gone through the same thing. And that's just important to point out, because I don't know, you're really not alone. And it took me a long time to figure that out. You're not alone when you get frustrated when people say, oh, sleep, you're doing it wrong. Or, well, just close your eyes. You're probably closing your eyes too tight. Is that what you're doing? Is your mouth open or closed? Are you breathing through your nose or your mouth? Where's your tongue when you're trying to sleep? But yeah, it's probably your eyes. You got to close your eyes, but don't close them. You know what I'm saying? No, I just know. I don't think that's, try it. Try squinting. Okay, thanks. I'll try that tonight. Really, I can't wait. Thank you so much for that information. So, where was I? Thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. Whatever's keeping you awake. Yeah, I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of it. And the reason I make the show is because not only can I relate to how it feels, but I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep and a place where you could get some rest, whether it's this show or another podcast or something else. That's why we have sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. And that's why actually, not that long ago, there was some sort of presentation, and they said, look at, there's a lot of interconnectedness between Sleep With Me and other sleep podcasts and health podcasts. And I think part of it is we promote each other's shows, but I think this sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou is a thing too, where it's like, hey, Sleep With Me is not everybody's cup of tea. Now, it does take a few tries to get used to, so don't hit eject too early. Just see how it goes. That's why I make the show. You deserve a good night's sleep and enough sleep where your life is manageable, and that you could be flourishing in a bedtime you feel neutral about, or maybe even could look forward to. And what I do is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, which means I get mixed up, I go off topic, I forget what I was talking about, then I retrace my steps, then I get lost again. We've already seen that. But it's all for two things when you first kind of listen. The first part of the podcast is it's a kind of a podcast you don't really listen to. You just kind of barely listen, but you could listen. It's weird. But it's kind of like having sand in your hand and letting it flow through your hands. Or looking at clouds or looking at waves. You say waves are pretty cool to look at for a while, and then I'm not sure I'm paying full attention to them. Or wave noises, whatever it is, this is a podcast, it's not passive consumption, but it's similar. But there is an active way to listen to the show. It's just to barely humor me and say, Scoots, oh boy, that was almost funny, Scoots, earlier, not now. I don't know who Marty McFly and Doc Brown are, though. But, I can relate to people not bringing roles if there's already going to be roles provided. Was that always a thing? Dinner roles? Like, I don't remember, like, was that a thing at some point? I mean, this is like anthropology, not 101, anthropology point, you know, 101. They say before anthropology, but like what period of human history or United States history is just a U.S. thing where you had dinner rolls? I mean, I'd picture dinner rolls at holidays maybe, but also when I was a busboy, that was one of our duties, was to make sure rolls were on the table. Now that's a restaurant, you know, there's bread or rolls at some, you know, with tablecloth restaurants. We had a roll warmer. Really? I think we had two roll warming drawers. Also making sure bread was in the roll warmer, obviously. So what was my point? That has nothing to do with that. But so, it's a podcast you just barely, you say, okay, yeah, there he goes on rolls again. We know you were a busboy at one point, Scoots. Or maybe, oh, I didn't know you were a busboy. Yeah, bust the tables, brought rolls and water, and spilled things, dropped things, and worked the buffet line, cleared tables. I think that is folded napkins, ironed napkins, washed the napkins, got silverware ready, set the table. That was one of my jobs at home growing up sometimes. Enough about me. I'm somebody you don't need to listen to. Obviously. Also, I'm not here to put you to sleep, believe it or not. I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night and take your mind off of stuff. There is no pressure to fall asleep. That's why this podcast was designed eventually after a few episodes to be over an hour. So there's plenty of time. And then on top of that, we have about 600 episodes in the ad-supported feed. So you say, okay, well, maybe I'll set up a bunch of episodes in a row, or maybe I'll try listening all night, or, oh, well, I like these style episodes. So there's no pressure to fall asleep. You don't need to. You say, okay, I've got my boyfriend, my boar bay, my boar sib, my boar bud, my boar burr, my neighbor, my boar bee, my boars, what else? My boar bay, we said that one, boar bestie, boar burr. Borbra, Borkas, whatever it is, I'm here to be your friend in the deep dark night and keep you company while you fall asleep. I'm your guest you don't have to do anything for because I'm just sonically coming over. No crumbs, no turning lights on or off. Did my Borby close the door behind? No doors needed. Did my Borby leave any dinner rolls? No, but if I was some sort of seasonal person, you could say, what are you leaving those dinner rolls out for, Junior? Well, for Marty and Doc Brown, so they can always say, I'm Back to the Future Day. I think that's actually a day. Maybe we should start celebrating it. Oh, Doc Brown and Marty McFly were characters in the 1980s movie Back to the Future. And for some reason, it's one of the few things, there's only a couple jokes setups in my brain. And one of them is, Doc Brown says in one of the movies, roads, where we're going, we don't need any roads. I don't even know if it was a joke. It was just something that would be paid off like a joke in a second. And so anytime I think of something that rhymes or is similar in structure to roads, like rolls, I hear Doc Brown in my brain say, rolls? Where we're going, we don't need any rolls. So it may be all of this may be counterintuitive. That's why it's a podcast to take your mind off stuff and keep you company while you fall asleep. But you say, I'm Back to the Future Day. What if we leave out rolls? You say, that's an obscure celebration, and you're adding something obscure to something already obscure. And I'd say, yeah, that's sleep with me, living in obscurity, man. I don't know. I can't think of obscure. Where we're going, we don't need any obscure. Marty'd say, what's obscure, Doc? Is that some sort of new elbow polish? It is, Marty. It's a gigawatt polish. Or it's what I used to polish the flex capacitor. Oh, okay. What are we going to talk about? That's how people say to me. Then they say, oh, okay, maybe I'll just sit here quietly now. Okay, so no pressure to fall asleep and no pressure to listen. The show is very different. So if you're skeptical or doubtful, that's a normal way to arrive at the show. It has been about 1 million people have said, took 2 or 3 tries to get used to the show. Then I became a regular listener. I mean, even recently, like we do these, what do they call them? Question Corner on our Patreon. It's a free post if you ever want to check it out. But, yeah, somebody even that supports the show on Patreon said, yeah, I didn't like it after the first time. So just give it a few tries and see how it goes. It's just because the podcast is very different. If you've tried tons of stuff to fall asleep, or you're searching for something sleepy in the deep, dark night, this isn't going to be what you first seek out, but I found it works really well for the people it works for. And that's the honest truth. And if role-based humor is, and you say role-like humor, your humor is about as tasty as a bland dinner roll anyway. That's exactly. Thank you for getting me. So what was my point in there? Oh, just see how it goes, because of course you're going to be skeptical or doubtful. I mean, I don't sound anything like what you would associate a sleepy person. You say you're strange and boring, yeah. And I say, well, I'm here to keep you company. So just give it a few tries, see how it goes. The other thing that throws people off is the structure of the show, and the show's designed in a very specific way to benefit as many people as it can. But you can adjust the podcast as you become a regular listener. So the show starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So you feel seen and welcomed in. Then there's support so that in the ad-supported version, you don't have to pay for anything. So that benefits the most amount of people we can. Then there's an intro, which is separate from the support. So don't miss out on the intro. And the intro is a show within a show meant to ease you into bedtime. Now, 2% of people about skip the intro. But a few thousand people paid on Patreon to be able to listen to all intros. And some people switch over to just listening to all intros. So just see how it goes at first, and then there's people that fall asleep during the intro, but for most listeners, the intro is part of a wind down, a buffer, a landing between the day and falling asleep. So you could be getting ready for bed, doing some sort of other wind down activity. And I highly recommend laying on the floor. I'm trying to get back into foam rolling. I fell off my foam rolling. But also just laying on the floor is that's part of my wind-down routine. And on a mat, I used to, whatever, not important how I lie on the floor. But if the floor is hard, probably have a mat. I don't recommend, you know, I'm not an expert in flooring. But I'd say, you know, make sure it's comfortable. Don't just lie on any floor. I mean, but don't, you could lie on your bed, obviously. It's going to be, hopefully it's softer than your floor or harder. I mean, it gets depending on your preference. You say cushy floor, hard bed, never steered me wrong. That's the same person that said, are you sure your eyes closed? Are they closed tight enough or too tight? Say, I have no idea. I just closed my eyes. I didn't realize I should be overthinking that as well. Don't worry. That's just made up advice. Because now I'm going to be thinking about it. Okay, so what was I saying? Most people don't like me. Oh, the intro. So just kind of see how it goes at first. You could skip the intro. But having a wind-down routine is just that's what has worked for me. It's worked for a lot of listeners. It eases you into bedtime. You could be in bed getting comfortable even. Or making your bed before you get into it. Then there's support, and then it'll be our episodically modular series, which means you can kind of listen to it in any order, Journey into the World of Friends. Then there's thank yous at the end. So it's the structure of the show. It's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. thank you again for coming by. And these sponsors are how we're able to be here for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, welcome to our episodically modular series, A Journey into the World of Friends. I don't know if it's JWAF or JIWAF. Some of my notebooks, like this one's JWAF, Journey World of Friends. The I is lowercase, but in other notes, it's Journey into, there's no T though ever, Journey into World of Friends, JIWAF. Just because I take so many different notes and stuff like that. So the episodically modular series, this one does have a touch of content, the episodes are interconnected, but you can listen to them in any order. That's what episodically modular means. And this is just a group of friends. They originally through the journey of friendship, they were making a board or a role-playing adventure campaign together and playfully playing it. And now they're kind of playing it. And I don't know if they're making it anymore, but they're in the world. They've journeyed into the world of friends. And I would say on multiple levels, obviously. And the rest, everything, the details of the main characters will fill you in on. It's a group of friends playing a role-playing game that they designed. It does take place in a different timeline, so it is it's fictional, believe it or not. But it doesn't always seem that way. When good friendship is good, it's nonfiction. I don't know. I was just trying to think of something. But when fictional friendship really feels good, when it's with someone who their friendliness is not fictional. It's renowned. I think I've already used renowned before. Renowned. But they put the charisma. It's Mr. Our Hollywood announcer drives all the way from Los Angeles, most of the time. Has to stop and charge both ways and then drives all the way back. And why? I think by definition, journeying into the world of friendship, our friendship, which I don't even know. We probably have some kind of anniversary coming up. I don't know how many years we've been friends. But, you know, it's a friendship I treasure. Oh, boy. And so many listeners really do treasure you. It's our Hollywood announcer, Mr. Antonio Banderas. The friends behind the binary. The ladies and gentlemen, the boys and girls, it's time to journey into the world of friends. Yay, yay, yippee-yay, friendship. Thanks, Antonio. Thanks, I am a friend of the sleepless and the sleeping, and all of you. It's nice. Okay, thanks, Antonio. And yeah, maybe we'll play a game if you stick around and can remain silent, which you're getting better and better at. You know, not many people have been told to keep their charisma quiet in this context, except for you. But, you know, that's, if you could tone down your charisma to a sub-audio level, that would be humongous, would be great. Okay, that's Mr. Antonio Banderas, and this is Journey into the World of Friends. Okay, this is Eleanor. I kind of felt laughed out a little bit. Like, wait, last week? Was that last week or yesterday? Wait a second. So we're still here. I mean, I feel like I slept, but we're where we left off here. And I'm trying to, so the question comes up, since apparently I'm leading for a little while this week. I don't know, well, one, where are we? Because a lot of the theories from last week don't apply, and, or yesterday, or whenever. But is this fun? Are we having fun? I think that's, like, if I was opening in normal circumstances, that's what I would have checked in about. I know last week maybe it was like, is there a delightful surprise? And okay, Lord Vancho, well, yes, I have a question about would help me if we were another party asking that question. Like, if we were another group, would we be having fun? Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. So what just happened is, Zell, okay, I'll get to you in a second, but we were meeting. Okay, so we're still in this room. Apparently there was some sort of pause or something, and Mary Bear's on the other side of the room with that security bot. And as far as I can recall, which isn't super great, we came down here to get speaker wire and Mary Bear, who we thought was Mary Bear repair, to bring Mary Bear back up to fix the musical instruments for the friends that we had met earlier. We also realized that there's some sort of security office, which Vidul has protected, and we can't go that way. We encountered some sort of being from the, some sort of that came up from the underground. We also found two members of the party that the Baron of the Boyle's son was in, one of which, or both of which are gone at this point. Okay, they've gone to other forms of existence. And Mary Bear, I'm assuming, doesn't matter if Mary Bear hears this or not, but we're tasked with rescuing the son of the Baron of the Boyle, stopping Vidul if possible, but ideally also because that last thing, the ship didn't go good, and the Baron of the Boyle's son's, we don't know the Baron of the Boyle's son's name. Okay, or nobody remembers it. Great. We're supposed to protect this. We're supposed to protect the world or Florida what we're supposed to do. I don't know if Mary Bear's listening, but it would result in this area being the water level rising, but also the water level flowing freely. And that would kind of accomplish two things for the Baron of the Boyle. these kind of disagreements over the pumping of the water, but also would cover this area, ideally permanently, so that whatever Vadul is trying to get out from under the earth, some sort of otherworldly power, which has already leaked through. Oh, because this, we're in an old theme park that in Florida, and we're in one of the attractions, Journey into the World of Friends, and whatever this well is underneath the water and the earth here, it seems to be, at least on some level, some sort of soul well, or I know it's connected to another world, but we've seen in Mary, the parts of this ride have become sentient, but they're also localized. They can't leave the area, but they've come alive in more than one way and been, I mean, they're animated, but also they have some sentience and they seem to want to have fun, play music. But Vadul's also tasked at least a large portion of this attraction with helping uncover the well, which is somewhere underneath this park, not that far away, covered by water and rock and swamp. But obviously, even Vadul, who's trying to take over all of Florida, I guess, we'll still need the free flow of water. So anyway, complicated engineering even going on. But so our question, the question that came up was, Mary Baird wants us to save the park, kind of, and not trigger the pumps, which was like our backup plan. If we can't easily, we have to get this the son of the Baron of Boyle, but we also have to trigger those pumps that will flood the park and ruin Vadul's plans, even if we can't defeat Vadul. And that's my memory of where we're at. Okay, question from Lord Von Chill back about being fun, and then Zell will go to you. Lord Von Chill? Well, I just think at this point, I was thinking of other parties of adventures. I know we're having a good interaction with Mary Bear, and Mary Bear has a some sort of security bot companion, being I've never encountered before, but seems pretty tough. And I know it wouldn't be proper circumstances for us to battle Mary Bear and the security bot, because I just would feel like we're working well together. But if I was in another party, in another group, I would either A, want to, you know, maybe that's our plan, you know, like we've discussed. I know at some point we're designing this game, is what I'm saying, and I'm thinking of the fun part of that. But there could also be something like where if this is something like a clockwork being, it's been reprogrammed or some external power is controlling it. So we do have to go against this bot. So I know we're supposed to be moving forward, but I'm just wondering what everybody thinks about that. Go ahead, Wada. Okay, I can tell you how it would go just by my observations. And clockwork being is right, I would say that this is like equivalent of an iron golem. Oh boy, that's like, but let's just pretend. Wada, could you pretend for us and let us know how it went? Okay, yeah, let's pretend we're in another party with someone that's so, that they just want, or yeah, like you said, maybe there is some sort of role, randomness role. Wouldn't go well, I could tell you that, because we're talking about AC of 20, HP 210, fast, very, a lot of, you know, obviously, like, it's made out of some shield material or something. And so, yeah, even if I, like, even if we were taking our first actions, like, maybe I cast, you know, projectile, maybe Granada sneaks behind, maybe if we need any more healing, I think we're still at a little bit of a disadvantage. No more disadvantage. Okay, good. Okay, then Lord Von Chill and Zell, you know, if you make your moves, and Eleanor, you know, even if you, okay, like maybe a 12, and then maybe getting ready. But this Iron Golem, like right away, would do like 22 to I guess, Lord Von Chill. And then Eleanor, maybe you get in a 9. Then maybe another one of us does like 18. Somebody, if this is only if it's going well, then 11, you know, we're all taking turns and really doing well. Maybe Lord Von Chill, you take a healing potion or something. And Zell even gets, oh no, misses, even with this, like, even with high rolls. And then the golem or the security bot comes back. We don't even know what some of these things, this is only a guesstimate, but another 20 on Lord Von Chill. Even if, okay, then we get like, I do another 18. Maybe some of us are still needing healing, or maybe Eleanor is trying to heal Lord Von Chill. Even if Zell goes back in Granada, yeah, 12, 13. This is when we're rolling really high. And then again, it goes rolls. Oh, you use your parry or something? Okay, well, that's, it gets it down to a 4. Okay, then we do 7, 12, a couple misses. Then again, I mean, this thing, like, we're already in the 5th round, another 20. Like, so with you, Lord Von Chill, you keep going back and forth because you were up front. Yeah, 16, 8, 14. In which somebody tries to heal you, but they're not going to give you 24 back. So at some point, whoever the security bots was focused on is going to at least fall asleep for a little while. I mean, again, we would eventually be victorious, but the cost would be we'd have to spend a lot of time down here reviving. So better off... hopefully it doesn't short circuit or whatever you're saying. Okay, so that's fun. But Zell seems to want to say something. And I think of another kind of fun is like the debate, right? Is that what we're thinking? Debating, Zell? Well, yeah, this is Zell. I would have thought that was a terrible idea. But yeah, we need to decide as a party what we're going to do. And, I mean, build consensus or not, or just vote, because it seems like we're just going to have to vote. I mean, or I don't know. I'm seeing how you're looking at me. Like, basically, do we make a deal with Mary Bear? Is there any kind of silence you could cast, Wada? Okay, great. So, was it successful? Okay, so Mary Bear can't understand us now. Thank you. Could we do that, like, retroactively? Thank you. So, I mean, do we make a deal with Mary Bear and try to get the Baron's son? Because the security office thing sounds like a good thing. And then try to defeat Vidul. But I'm just not comfortable with the flooding the park anymore. And I think we should try to build consensus. Okay. Go ahead, Lord. Yeah, no, this is Lord Von Chill. No, we can't do that. Why not, Lord Von Chill? Well, I have a secret motivation. I'm not, I have it written down somewhere. It's not off the, I know I do have a secret motivation, though. Not only that, like, I have a need and a want. One of those is a secret motivation, and the other one is a deal with, the Baron of the Boil. And I think my need or my want is related to the people that are going to be affected by the water, the people of this world, you know, that work for me and things like that, work on my farms, work in my manor, people I like and I love even, Zell, and they would be affected by this. But yeah, so I have secret motivations that make it impossible for me to agree with you. I'm clear on that, at least, even though I'm not clear on total recall. So I have to make sure that, I don't think we can risk encountering Vidul. We have to try to find the Baron of the Boil's son. Here's my secret. Here's another thing I know. Even the Baron of the Boyle's son, the number one my number one priority is flooding this park. WADA, I know you're also. Yeah, so I do have a deal with the Wizards Council and also personal motivation. And I have to, I can't. I also just realistically, I don't see how we can do. Maybe we get, maybe we get the Baron of the Boyle's son if we can sneak it out or whatever. But I think maybe we start the flooding and then get the Baron of the Boyle's son. And I don't feel great about that, but this isn't like, this is an area that's not heavily, I mean, I do feel torn. It's not an easy thing for me. Okay, Feinzel, that's it. I can tell. Eleanor. Okay, this is Eleanor, of the three Florences, and I'm not going to vote. So I'm not going to vote for now. I need more information. So, and I need some time to speak with the three Florences and also deal with the situation we have right here. But I don't see a reason to decide right this second what we're going to do. I request more information in a little bit of time because there is something about Mary Bear and the other friends we've met, even though they're not humans, they do seem alive to me. And I'm not quite understanding what the three floor, how the floor, I mean, I know they're mechanical. So I don't know. I need more guidance, and I also need to see more for my own judgment. And to be honest, I think we do have a chance to beat Vidul and save the Baron of the Boyle's son. Or I believe we do. Yes, Wad, I don't think. I believe. I have reason to hope. Okay, so this is Zell. So basically right now we have Lord and Von Chill and WADA voting. And then I guess I would agree with Eleanor. Then I would vote to wait and see. I'm sorry, did you have a question, the two of you? Yes, this is Lord Von Chill. WADA and I, I guess I'm just troubled by this, Zell, because don't you have your own secret motivation? And something else, right, WADA? Yeah, I mean, it does seem like you probably were given some things as a part of this campaign that would strongly, this is Zell. I'm not like, so I do also have a sense of right and wrong. Okay, but that doesn't sound, yeah, Zell, this does not sound like you. So you're acting out of character. I don't know if we can, is there something going on within the campaign? Or is this just, you're just deciding this, you're a free thinker all of a sudden. Your character has to stay true to who they are. No, characters can change. And I don't want to get into this. Can't you just trust me? Well, I don't know. That's what we're saying. How can we trust a character that has secret motivations and they're acting against them? Didn't this come up earlier when we played games? Oh, boy. So now you want to, now you've waited all that time, WADA, to get that. You've been holding on to that for how long? That's a long time. That was in another campaign and another time in our lives. You know, I don't have to change because I have a deeper motivation, and you should know about it anyway, WADA. So explaining it is not something I even should need to do. Like, I'm not here to explain myself again, especially if it's old stuff, or Lord Von Chill, you should know as well. So I am being true to character, so there. Okay. I'm not, WADA, are you understanding a deeper motivation? Which is a deeper motivation? I don't wish to discuss it. Okay, but what motivation could be so powerful, more powerful than the end of Florida? maybe, or world where Vadul has all sorts of powers beyond earthly understanding. And that's like would have you go against a secret, two different, a want and a need, maybe, that you were given in secret. What is it, Wada? I just realized what it is. What is it, Wada? I don't think I can say. This is Eleanor. I need to know, what's the secret motivation, Zell? I would do it, really? Yeah, you could just tell me. It's nothing. I mean, it's powerful, more powerful. It's what? Okay, Wada, can you tell me, at least give me a hint? It's a stuffy. A stuffy? You mean like the thing you give to children that, you know, people make out of cloth and stuff with cloth, like a, oh, like the world of Journey into the World of Friends. You have a stuffy that looks like one of the characters from like Mary Bear or something? Okay, I have stuffies, one. And yes, I do call them stuffies. And yeah, I do love them. And a few of them are, we've encountered them. These beings remind me of my stuffies. And that's not my deeper motivation. That reminder reminds me of my deeper motivation. And so, yeah, that's my motivation. Wait a second. So your motivation is protecting your stuffed friends. No, but that's fine if that's all you can handle. I mean, Lord Von Chill, you did sleep with a bunch of my stuffies in bed with you many times. So, and if this is a soul well and the soul, you know what I'm saying? Right, but this is just a, what if it's a temporary thing? We don't know anything about this, Zell. We know about the world we came from, though. Okay, Eleanor, you voted. So it's just Granada, what have you been doing over there? Your vote we're not going to make consensus, so we need you to weigh in, Granada. What is going on? Have you been listening? Yeah, this is Granada. I can relate, Zell. And I did hear most of what everybody's saying, but I was doing something else with this rogue Florentian. Just my character's natural tendency to check pockets and purses just to see what I could find. And I did roll a very high number, and I found something. And it's good news, bad news kind of thing. Okay, what is it? How's it related to the consensus building? Okay, well, I don't know if we need, I don't know if I need to vote, I guess, is what I'm really saying. Oh, this is Zell. Why don't you need to vote? Okay, so I checked the rogue Florentian and found some coins and a couple gems, probably like a down payment from the Baron. And some personal items, and just like I was gonna let Eleanor know some components, healing components. In the most commonly used pocket, which was the first one I checked, I found a piece of paper. It was damp and a little bit messed up, and it was a letter. It was kind of a two-part letter to Florence and the Hendersons, and it said, Crisco, mother, father. Okay, so I don't know if Crisco's like maybe a pet or a family or a loved one, but mother, father, Florence and the Hendersons. And it says, can't read some of the handwriting, but I'm close to seeing some of you very soon. So written not that long ago. But if you're reading this, and I'm not going to be close to you soon, is my name being sung in songs, then you really don't need to even read this letter because you already know how it's going to play out. My name is held in glory in this world and the beyond. But if I'm not being held as a heroine in glory, then keep this letter as proof. Someone else is claiming the glory. For this is where it starts to get messy. I'm the one who started the countdown to stop the duel. And it says this part. Is that correct? Okay, the fool son of the Baron of the Boyle got like something. Maybe that's captured. I don't know. But in the end, we're setting some motion. And here's proof that these are the runes that you need to stop it, to organize. Oh, so that's this bag of runes I took. Okay. To start or stop the process of unlocking the, like, I don't know. That's really to the wave stuff. I don't quite, and it's a little bit wet here. To use to start or stop the process. And no one would know this except for me. So these runes could also be valuable. But in the end, something knowingly, the duel too powerful to stop. Okay, this is the, I don't know, something about, I don't know, just like a personal tangent. I don't think I want to read it out loud. You could read it now back. Plan was to start the countdown and lure Vidul to the security room, but something went wrong. And on our way into the something, via something, toys, they call them toys, find something, I don't know. The rest of it, I can't read anything, so... Yeah, the countdown's already been started. Oops. Okay, I just got something. I just rolled the dice, obviously. But and the countdown will be done in about 6 days. We have, like, I think this note's about 24, like, two or three days old or something. I don't know. I think we have 6 days till the area gets filled up with water. Yeah, this is Eleanor. So... Okay, so interesting. My question would be, does any of this matter at this point? I think we need to pull together as a party. And if we have 6 days left and this process has already been started, go ahead, Granada. It could also be stopped because I was listening to everything everybody was saying. And Eleanor, I think your leadership right this moment is what I would go with is, we have these runes. I don't know anything about runes or anything, but Watt, I'm sure you do. So we can stop the process, I think, if we need to. But that takes the decision-making out of starting the process. So it kind of works. This is Lord Vanchel. I do have a question, though. It sounds like from my analysis... as someone who's led and been led, this is a BAIT situation, and wait a second. Like, I feel like were they there? Is it like, I don't know. I've got like, what if we're only here as a distraction? Ain't even the Baron of the Boyle's son, because Leader X. Some of these more, I'm just stuck here. I'm just wondering if we're also here to be a distraction while this countdown completes. But I'm sorry, I guess, Eleanor, I would agree with you that at this point it doesn't really matter. And it, like, so go ahead. Right, so I think our next plan is to get Mary Bear up, see if we can make a deal with Mary Bear. Mary Bear did not hear any of that, so... repair, get the speaker wires, figure out for Mary Bear how we can get into the security room, and then go from there. If we can get in that security room, I feel like Okay, so Wada, sorry about that, Mary Bear. We just had to, Eleanor is our leader. I'm sorry. This is Zell turning over. Mary Bear, my name is Eleanor. We've met before already. We even had an imaginary thing with your security bot. We're ready to take you to bring the speaker wire to repair our friends or your friends. And we'd like to find a way to get into that security office. I know you said there was a couple secrets you held, or I don't know. We've been having trouble. There's some sort of thing was cast on us. So we may not be like, but we have a way to get up top. Could you advise us on how to get through to the security offices? Yes, this is Mary Bear. And I didn't hear anything you said at all. So what we'll do is go up and bring this, because I can't get up there by myself. We'll have to leave the security bot behind, but I'll keep the security bot, we'll keep this area secure for other repairs I may have to do. Because if you can leave those like ropes or whatever, maybe I could find a way to climb up and down. But we'll climb up and bring the security wire. And so this security door is protected by that thing from Vadul. There is another security door in another area, which has not been accessible, that you can use to get in. And there are two keys that I know of. I know where they're hidden, and one is in another part of the ride. There might be one in the room. You remember that thing that came out from under the ground? You'll have to go under there to get to the room with the security door you can access, because that's the only way to access that room. It's the upper, east part of the ride. But there's another room where I think you could get a security key. It's hidden and it'll work on any of the security doors, according to the security bot, which only speaks to me. So let's go repair the toys. Okay, this is Eleanor. So let's, we'll climb up this. Well, so you, Lord Von Schill can carry a Mary Bear. And yeah, let's start putting the speaker. Hi, everybody. We're back with me. Oh, yeah. You're all hugging Mary Bear and you're very excited. And now we're helping Mary Bear install your speaker wire. And you're all very nice and cute. Oh, boy. You're actually playing music. I mean, I realize it's, you're really joyfully playing music. Look at that dancing. And now we're dancing with you. I can't help it. Even Zell is dancing a little bit, and Wada's dancing awkwardly. This is clearly, I'm seeing some answers from the Florences, or projecting my answers onto you. And wow, this is a beautiful show you're putting on. Uh-oh, why is everybody moving around? You need us to hide under this stage? Okay, we'll lie down here. Okay, that seems to be a couple of Vaduuls. Those are quite imposing. Okay, can anybody hear? We should be quiet, I know, but they're confronting Mary Bear and speaking loudly. They seem to know something's up. I don't know if they know we're here or not, though. They're looking around the room, and maybe they heard the music. Oh, no, they just took out the speaker wire from that trumpet player. That's not nice. Okay, they want to know where Mary Bear came from. So now they've come in the room. There's three of them. And they seem to be, very upset. It's a good thing Mary Bear told us that the key is in the other room, hidden in the basket of a hot air balloon, a fake hot air balloon, which is still up there. Okay, because they seem okay. Should we do something? Oh boy, the friends are they're playing their music at them. Okay, they're splitting up. I think we should go into action, huh? But I think with the five of us, okay. Oh, you want to? Okay, so we should go. Okay, at a distance. Okay, so should we? Can we just play this one out? Okay, so we definitely have an advantage. We are higher up than them. I would send Lord Von Chill and Wada though down to make sure they can't get out. Okay. And yeah, this, okay. So this has been pretty, this is not hard for us. Cause now we have them on two sides. They weren't expecting us. They didn't know we were here. Okay. Even though they were tough, we had the surprise and, a couple of the, friends though, Mary Bear, are you going to be able to help them? Oh, Eleanor, you're trying to use, but they're more mechanical, huh? You brought, okay. Oh, we forgot. We did carry your toolkit up with us. Great. What are we going to do now? Mary Bear and some of the toys. Sorry, friends. Yeah, sorry, friends. So you're going to, you'll say that you did it and you want us to move on. Oh, obviously to stop Vidul and keep on with our mission, get to the security office and stop Vidul, save our friend. I don't know if he's not exactly our friend. It's just an assignment though. But this is kind of like you're going to tell Vidul's, it'll create a distraction for us. Wow. But won't you get in trouble with Vidul when these three don't return? Okay, we'll have to hurry then. So, okay, so how, what should we do now? I don't know. Oh, we should go now. Okay, so we should go into this other room. How do we get there? Oh, so we go up this time. Okay, so can you explain it to us? Oh, it's going to take some roping and stuff. Okay, so yeah, so we'll go up in there. Okay, so that goes into the next room, and you've never been up there, though. You just know this by theory. Okay, so we climb up, if we can get up there, that's pretty high. We'll figure it out, because we can climb on the where we came from. Anybody have any, okay, so, okay, Granada's working on that, so Granada will be able to get up there at least, Oh, and then do a pulley down. Okay, so yeah, just keep rolling, and I guess we'll keep trying. Okay, so Granada's going to do that. So we'll get up there, and we'll go into the next room. Okay, so the balloon, of course, is not going to be right away. Okay, and, okay, what else should we expect in this room? We'll have to use stealth. Okay. I don't know how we're going to use, so, and we have to get to the balloon. Why do we need stealth? Oh, so these are toys that are more actively working, friends that are more actively working for Vidul. Oh, so they're coming in and out and in and out and in and out. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Mary Bear. Thank you for this. It just feels like, and been thinking about this journey into the world of friends and versus like being nurturing versus being like seeing like going to being hostile and selfish versus thankful and trying to have empathy and realize I don't know. I just, I guess this is the three Florences in me coming out. Okay, Zelda or Granada got it, Zel? Okay. So I guess what we'll do is we'll go up into this next room, climb up there, and you're going to keep a distraction going. You're going to get words to the other friends that the time has come to stand up. Okay, could you wait until we have the security? Well, I guess it doesn't really matter. Because I guess what we need to do is find the Baron of the Boyle's son, find this pump room, this magical pump room or whatever it is, Or no, we don't need to do that. You're right, Mary Bear. Sorry about that. We need to stop the duel somehow. And I guess we'll do it all together, which is interesting. But could you play another concert for us? And maybe it'll help your friends as they're getting Mary Bears repairing them. I like the can-can dancing. That's another form of dancing I'm seeing over there. I really like how we're dancing together. Hopefully we'll be able to dance together again soon. And I hope you have enough speaker wire that now you can repair other toys. Oh, the other toys in the other rooms aren't as in good shape. That's okay. I think I can see why Zell would want to snuggle with some of you, like a bunny and Mary Bear. Are you a walrus? I didn't even notice you. You're very, fuzzy, furry walrus, purple walrus. You are the walrus. Oh, your name's Cuckoo Cuckoo. Oh, nice to meet you, Cuckoo Cuckoo. That's interesting. No, I'm not. My name is not. It's Eleanor, not Eggman. No, I don't have. That's not my family name. But it's nice to meet all of you. And we hope we'll see you all again soon. We're going to go up there. We're going to try to get in this other room. And then we'll try to return. We'll probably rest. Rest all you toys, your friends. And we'll see all of you again when we return. Or I guess that's the other thing. So how do we get to the security? So then we have to come back through here? We could probably go down through something in the other room. Okay, and then go back down or come back this way. Okay, thank you, Mary Bear, and we'll see you again soon. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently, Julia, Sukiana, and Joanne. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Stephanie. Star Trekkin. Oh, Star Trekkin, that was a hard one for me. I didn't, honestly, I was like, oh. And Alyssa, thank you, thanks, and good night. Claire, Ann, and Bill, thank you, thanks, and good night. Khalid, Barbara, and Arielle, thank you, thanks, and good night. Guy, Kate, and Verbena, thank you, thanks, and good night. Amanda, Penelope, and Katie. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Jennifer, Tim, and Erica. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Linda, Sean, and Eleanor. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Parker, Amy, and Dorothy. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Hannah, Christian, and Chicken. Thank you, thanks, and good night. And Victoria, Rachel, and Hannah. Thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody, supports the show directly on Patreon, Apple Podcasts, or support our sponsors. That's how we're able to be here for you consistently and free twice a week. And if you're not in a position to support the show financially or support one of the sponsors, a great way to support the show for free is just spreading the word wherever you have your natural conversations. And then let me know about it. We are trying to see, you know, where the show grows the most, a little competition. So let me know about it, and I can say, okay, well, it looks like we are doing good in Denmark. So thanks for supporting the show, and we've added 600 episodes to the free archives. Thanks to Tuck You In sponsors or whatever Scoots is asking for support with. Thanks. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my weeks in review stuff, what was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in this, my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets, Season 1, Part 2. Almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, or and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in the, at the end of the free show too. But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support, support@supercast.com. And good night.